Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. So welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our two topics today are firstly, the Bitcoin and gold rally, and secondly, this week's three key events. So both gold and digital gold or Bitcoin have hit new highs this year. Bitcoin touched over $70,000 last week, up 70% this year, with gold nudging $2,200 an ounce and up a more pedestrian 5%. Both are valuable diversifiers in a portfolio with their often low correlations to other assets, but they do have very different drivers. The Bitcoin surge has been driven by a classic supply and demand squeeze of spot ETF inflows on the one hand and the upcoming four-yearly halving on the other. It's our favorite asset of the two, with further rate cut and regulatory catalysts still lying ahead. Bitcoin's bit of a one-legged demand stool so far, with the strong retail investor demand. But hope is we see growing interest from institutions in the longer term. By contrast, gold has been all about the macroeconomic outlook of a weaker dollar and lower interest rates, but it's seen very little validation so far from other precious metals or from gold stocks. Gold does have more diverse demand drivers than Bitcoin, though, from jewelry to central banks and investors, and clearly a much longer track record. But crucially, gold faces a growing demographic divide that may hold back performance in the long term, as younger investors decisively favor the digital gold alternative and have time on their side as they earn and accumulate more over the coming years. Our second topic is the three key events this week, namely a deluge of central bank meetings, Nike and FedEx earnings, and Nvidia's developer conference. So firstly, it's a very big week for central banks, led by the Fed meeting on Wednesday, with the risk that they reduce their dot plot interest rate cut outlook, and this disappoints investors. On Monday, we have an outside chance that the Bank of Japan does an early rate rise, and on Thursday, that Switzerland's National Bank does an early rate cut. The Bank of England is also meeting on Thursday, and we expect no change there. Secondly, we have off-cycle earnings from a couple of significant global giants with read across to the consumer sector with Nike and global trade with FedEx. And we're now less than a month away from the start of first quarter US earnings on the 12th of April. Thirdly and finally, semiconductor and AI giant Nvidia, which is now the third largest US stock, has its annual four-day global developer event from San Francisco, with a lot of hopes riding on its announcements on new chips and AI businesses. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much.
You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.